They seek to insult us. Perhaps they don't know that it is a fast day, Brother hazarded. Ignorance itself is a sin, said Vorbis. Ossory 7 verse 4, said Brother automatically. Vorbis smiled and patted Brother's shoulder. You are a walking book, Brother, the Septuagint Perambulatus. Brother looked down at his sandals. He's right, he thought, and I had forgotten, or at least not wanted to remember. And then he heard his own thoughts echoed back to him. It's fruit and meat and bread, that's all, it is. Fast days and feast days and prophet's days and bread days, who cares? A god whose only concern about food now is that it's low enough to reach. I wish he wouldn't keep patting my shoulder. Vorbis turned away. Shall I remind the others? Brother said. No, our ordained brothers will not, of course, require reminding. As for soldiers, a little license perhaps is allowable this far from home? Brother wandered back to his cell. Om was still on the table, staring fixedly at the melon. I nearly committed a terrible sin, said Brother. I nearly ate fruit on a fruitless day. That's a terrible thing, a terrible thing, said Om. Now cut the melon.
But it is forbidden, said Brother.
No, it's not, said Om. Cut the melon.
But it was the eating of fruit that caused passion to invade the world, said Brother.
All it caused was flatulence, said Om. Cut the melon.
You're tempting me.
No, I'm not. I'm giving you permission. Special dispensation. Cut the damn melon.
Only a bishop or higher is allowed to give, Brother began, and then he stopped.
Om glared at him. Yes, exactly, he said, and now cut the melon.
His tone softened a bit.
If it makes you feel any better, I shall declare that it is bread. I happen to be the god in this immediate vicinity. I can call it what I damn well like.
It's bread, right? Now cut the damn melon.
Loaf, corrected Brother. Right, and give me a slice without any seeds in it.
Brother did so a bit carefully.
And eat up quick, said Om, in case Vorbis finds us. Because you've got to go and find a philosopher, said Om.
The fact that his mouth was full didn't make any difference to his voice in Brother's mind.
You know, melons grow wild in the wilderness. Not big ones like this, little green jobs, skin like leather. Can't bite through 'em. The years I've spent eating dead leaves a goat had spit out, right next to a crop of melons. Melons should have thinner skins. Remember that.
Find a philosopher?
Right. Someone who knows how to think. Someone who can help me stop being a tortoise.
But Vorbis might want me.
You're just going for a stroll. No problem. And hurry up. There's other gods in Ifeeb. I don't want to meet them right now.
Not looking like this. Brother looked panicky.
How do I find a philosopher? He said.
Around here. Throw a brick, I should think.
The labyrinth of Ifeeb is ancient and full of 101 amazing things you can do with hidden springs, razor-sharp knives and falling rocks. There isn't just one guide through it, there are six. And each one knows his way through 1/6 of the labyrinth. Every year they have a special competition when they do a little redesigning. They vie with one another to see who can make his section even more deadly than the others to the casual wanderer. There's a panel of judges and a small prize. The furthest anyone ever got through the labyrinth without a guide was 19 paces. Well, more or less. His head rolled a further 7 paces, but that probably doesn't count. At each changeover point, there is a small chamber without any traps at all. What it does contain is a small bronze bell. These are the little waiting rooms where visitors are handed on to the next guide. And here and there, set high in the tunnel roof over the more ingenious traps, are observation windows, because guards like a good laugh as much as anybody else. All of this was totally lost on Brother, who padded amiably along the tunnels and corridors without really thinking much about it, and at last pushed open to the gate into the late evening air. It was fragrant with the scent of flowers. Moths whirred through the gloom.
"What do philosophers look like?" said Brother.
"When they're not having a bath, I mean."
"They do a lot of thinking," said Om. "Look for someone with a strained expression.